KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be cloudy to partly cloudy today, a high of 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, a Villisca man was arrested last night on an assault charge. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 42-year-old Keith Allen Curran faces a charge of simple domestic assault. Curran was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond pending a court appearance. I'll have more news in just a moment. KJAN News time is 7:07.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We've been moving a lot of new and used Kinze planters since harvest. Seems like the inventory is always changing. So if you haven't been by recently, you might want to check us out again. There are certain models that are hot sellers, and it's hard to keep them around. If you're thinking about an upgrade, give us a call. Your trade might be just the one we have a home for. And don't forget, now's also the time to ask Ryan about clutches on your current planter or to add to your upgrade. Call us today, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing during their meeting this morning here in Atlantic with regard to the county's fiscal year 2014 budget. Following the public hearing, which is slated for just after 9 a.m., the board will review a recommendation by the County Compensation Board for a 3% increase in the salary of all elected officials. The board also recommended an additional $1,000 for the chairman of the Board of Supervisors. Action will then be taken during the supervisors' meeting on adopting the fiscal year 2014 secondary roads budget and the FY 2014 Cass County budget. Other action items on their agenda include authorizing Supervisor Chuck Reakin to sign a 28E juvenile detention agreement and the amending of the Cass County disposition of deceased remains policy, with an addition to indicate who may apply. The Cass County Supervisors meeting gets underway at 9 o'clock. The Board of Supervisors in Adair County will hold a public hearing this morning over the proposed fiscal year 2014 county budget. The hearing, which takes place at 9:30 at the courthouse in Greenfield, will be followed by approval of a resolution adopting the budget and other related matters. Then at 9:45, the Adair County Board will discuss and possibly act on township clerk wages and the auditor of state bill. At 10, the board will hear from Randy Cavanis, director of the Adair County Soil and Water Conservation District, with regard to correspondence pertaining to taxation for the maintenance of conservation watershed structures. And just after 10, the board will act on a resolution setting the dates for a consultation and public hearing on the proposed amendment to the Northwest Sind Farm Urban Renewal Plan. The Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting also gets underway at 9 a.m. The Shelby County Supervisors approved the fiscal year 2012 audit, and during a regular meeting held Tuesday morning, Chris Nelson from Gronewald & Company told the supervisors the county is in a good financial situation.
But overall, your financial position, you're in a good position. The county has very little debt, a good infrastructure. You know, there's always projects that need to be done, and finding the financing for those, whether it's through grants or other sources, but overall, the county's in good financial position.
Nelson wasn't the only official to address the Shelby County Board of Supervisors, as Treasurer Carolyn Bloom reported her office needs a new counter door. The board approved a new crank counter door for a little over $4,280. Shelby County Auditor Marcia Carter told the board the county needs a real estate program update. The county has been budgeting for such an update for the past few years, and the board approved an estimate of $56,216 out of the 2014 budget. The estimate includes training and travel for county workers. And Supervisor Roger Schmitz said by June the 1st, Shelby County will be debt-free after paying off the 2007 Douglas Road bond.
When we did the bond, you had to keep it. You couldn't pay it off before 5 years. And our 5 years will be up in June 1st. And at June 1st, we will owe $605,000 yet on that. We never spent all the money that we got when we bonded, and we will have $422,162. So anyway, if we pay it off the 1st of June, we will save $72,425.04.
And the board approved the resolution pertaining to that matter. Well, the Harlan Community School District's Board of Directors approved their budget guarantee for the next school year. In a regular meeting that was held Monday evening, Superintendent Justin Wagner said budget guarantee deals with the districts declining enrollments. However, the district did not have declining enrollment over the past year. Wagner said the district was advised by state officials to still approve the budget guarantee.
There's some nuances in the law that can allow the district some budget guarantee if the allowable growth rate is set by the state is high enough. If the allowable growth rate is set high enough, there's an outside chance, a very small chance, that we could get some funding, even though we didn't have declining enrollment. And that's why we have to pass, that's why we're asking the board to pass this resolution.
In other business, the Harlan School District agreed to approve renewing a swimming agreement with Lewis Central. This will be the second year the district has had such an agreement. Two students from the district are currently enrolled in the program. And during the administrator reports, Intermediate Principal Bill Mueller said the Harlan Community fourth grade class went to Sioux City recently and placed fourth in the first tech challenge. The middle school class was up against 21 other teams, which were all high school classes. News time is 7:12.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We've been moving a lot of new and used Kinsey planters since harvest. Seems like the inventory is always changing. So if you haven't been by recently, you might want to check us out again. There are certain models that are hot sellers, and it's hard to keep them around. If you're thinking about an upgrade, give us a call. Your trade might be just the one we have a home for. And don't forget, now's also the time to ask Ryan about clutches on your current planter or to add to your upgrade. Call us today, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
In the funeral announcements, Gary Smith, age 72 of Harlan, died Saturday. A funeral service for Gary Smith will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Lou Stengel, age 83 of Manning and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Lou Stengel will be today at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dave Worthington, age 74 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Dave Worthington will be today at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Roy Schilling, age 79 of Aspinwall, died Sunday. Funeral services for Roy Schilling will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Viola Dowd of Stockton, California, died February 25th. Interment for Viola Dowd will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Greenwood Cemetery in Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Frederick Reichel, age 85 of Erling, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Frederick Reichel will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Johnson, age 97, of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Johnson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ron Norton Raymond Posh, of age 57, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Ron Posh will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald D. Nielsen, age 88, a resident of the Heritage House in Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ron Nielsen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Warren T. Tibbles, age 92 of Omaha and formerly of Carson, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Warren Tibbles will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Carson. Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. And Fern Nelson, age 91 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Fern Nelson will be Saturday at 2:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.